All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, and that means my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. Now, I'm going to start off with Friday night in the Mountain West Conference. And first place in the Mountain Division will be on the line when the Air Force Falcons travel to the Smurf Turf to take on the Boise State Broncos. Now, you look at this Air Force team, and they are simply relentless. They have 30 sacks this year as a team defensively, and they will look to put the clamps on this Boise State offense. And that's going to be a handful, led by quarterback Brett Rippon, running back Jeremy McNichols, and wide receiver Thomas Spurbeck. But the thing is this, Boise lost last week at home in an upset fashion to New Mexico, and they are looking to avoid a two-game losing streak, more importantly, losing two games at home. That would be very bad for their psyche, and I think Air Force comes out and makes this game extremely competitive for the first half, but Boise will be able to pull away in the second half, and we're going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 38-24. Now, moving along to Saturday, in the Atlantic Coast Conference, you have the 17th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels traveling to Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia, to take on the Virginia Tech Hokies. It will be an emotional scene this Saturday at Lane Stadium, as it is the last time that Frank Beamer will lead the Virginia Tech Hokies out to Enter Sandman as their head football coach. And I mean, you cannot think about Virginia Tech football without thinking about Frank Beamer, because this man built that program into a national recognized team. Now, North Carolina, on the other hand, led by head coach Larry Fedora, has their sights set on their first appearance in the ACC championship game, setting up a potential date with the Clemson Tigers. Now, you look at senior quarterback Marquise Williams for North Carolina and running back Elijah Hood. They've been key for this team all season long, and that will have to be the case once again if Carolina is going to go on the road and score the victory. Carolina is the higher-ranked team, but Lane Stadium has always been a tough place to play. North Carolina will have their hands full in this one for 60 minutes as far as dealing with a very emotional Virginia Tech team. But I think Larry Fedora gets his team up for the challenge in this one. I'm going to take Carolina on the road by the score of 31-24. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you have the 15th-ranked LSU Tigers traveling to take on the 22nd-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Now, LSU has lost their last two games, and surprisingly, last week, they lost at home on a Saturday night in Death Valley to an unranked Arkansas team that came into Baton Rouge and really dominated LSU. And you have to wonder if they're going to have enough to avoid a three-game losing streak. Make no mistake about it, somebody else, aside from running back Leonard Fournette on this LSU offense, is going to have to step up and make the play if the Bayou Bengals are going to get the victory on the road. But you look at this Ole Miss team this year, led by quarterback Chad Kelly and wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, they can score with the best of them, and they will put some pressure on this LSU defense. I think LSU plays more inspired this week, but I'm going to take Ole Miss at home by the score of 34-31. Now, in the Pac-12, you have the 24th-ranked USC Trojans traveling to Outson Stadium in Eugene to take on the 23rd-ranked Oregon Ducks. USC is still holding out hope that they can win the Pac-12 South and make their first trip to the Pac-12 championship game, and they cannot afford a slip up in this one on the road versus Oregon. At the same time, Clay Helton is looking to get that interim tag removed from him for the men of Troy, and this game right here can go a long way in determining that. You look on the flip side for Oregon, and of course they had the big upset victory on the road last week at the farm, where they upset Stanford and derail their chances of making the college football playoff. For SC to go on the road and get the victory, number one, you look at what they have to do defensively with this group. They have to put some pressure on Oregon quarterback Vernon Adams. He has shown this season that he can turn the football over if you make him uncomfortable in that pocket. On the flip side for USC, you look at Cody Kessler. He's still calm, cool, and collected back there in the pocket, along with running back Ronald Jones III. And, of course, you cannot forget about the speedster at wide receiver and Juju Smith-Schuster. Oregon also has some playmakers as well, and this USC defense will have to key on running back Royce Freeman, as he is one of the most dynamic backs in the Pac-12. But I'm going to take USC on the road in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Salt Lake City, it's the UCLA Bruins traveling to take on the 13th-ranked Utes of Utah. And just like USC, UCLA is still holding out hope of winning the Pac-12 South, but they cannot afford a slip-up in this one versus the Utes of Utah. You look at quarterback Josh Rosen for UCLA, but it's more about their running game with Paul Perkins and that defense that can put the hammer on anybody. UCLA will have to buckle up their chin straps defensively in this one as they look to stop quarterback Travis Wilson and running back Devontae Booker. I believe that UCLA head football coach Jim Mora Jr. will have his team up for this game, and I'm going to take UCLA to go into Rice-Eccles and get this victory by the score of 34-27. Now in the Big Ten, it's the 20th-ranked Wildcats of Northwestern traveling to Camp Randall Stadium to take on the Wisconsin Badgers, and the elements will not be good in this one, as you will more than likely see some old-school blue-collar smash-mouth Big Ten football. It's supposed to be 30 degrees at kickoff with rain. And you look at the running games for both of these teams, and we're going to start with Justin Jackson for Northwestern, as he will lay the hammer on anybody. But Northwestern's defense under head coach Pat Fitzgerald can bring it, led by linebacker Anthony Waller, who has 91 tackles this season. But on the flip side for Wisconsin in their offense, you look at Joel Stavi, and this guy, he's a senior. He's been through so many different coaches and coordinators, and this guy simply just knows how to adjust and win games. And I think he leads Wisconsin to a victory in this one by the score of 24-20. Now, a big one in the Big Ten Conference with national championship implications, as the 9th-ranked Michigan State Spartans travel to Columbus to take on the 3rd-ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now, of course, these two teams came into this season as favorites to get to the college football playoff. Of course, Ohio State comes in as the defending national champions, and they will rely on their 9th-ranked defense led by linebacker Raekwon McMillan, who has 97 tackles, and he will look to move side to side and stop this Michigan State offense. On the flip side for Michigan State, Connor Cook is questionable heading into this one at quarterback, which means the pressure will be on Tyler O'Connor, and he's going up against an Ohio State defense that this season has 30 team sacks. But if Sparty is able to get something going offensively, they'll need a big day from wide receiver Aaron Burbridge, who has over 1,000 yards receiving to this point of the year. Sparty will be game, but I look at this Ohio State team, especially defensively and offensively with running back Ezekiel Elliott, they will be tough to defend, and I'm going to take the Buckeyes at home by the score of 30-17. Now, moving along to the Big 12, and there's some big games here also with playoff implications. First, you'll have the 10th-ranked Baylor Bears traveling to Stillwater to take on the 6th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, Baylor tasted defeat for the first time this season last Saturday at home when they fell to the Oklahoma Sooners. And we've talked about the injury bug before for Baylor. You have another situation right here where Oklahoma State and their high-powered offense led by quarterback Mason Rudolph isn't going to feel sorry for them. And you look at this Oklahoma State defense, they have 35 team sacks this year, and they also have 15 interceptions. And you look at a Baylor offense that doesn't have the same continuity that they did with Seth Russell. That is a recipe for disaster for Art Briles and his crew. Thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys at home in this one by the score of 51-31. And finally, it's the 18th-ranked Horned Frogs of TCU traveling to take on the 7th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners. And for Oklahoma, they know that they still control their own destiny as far as winning the Big 12 championship and potentially getting to the college football playoff. if they simply win out. And just like Baylor, TCU is dealing with some injuries. Wide receiver Josh Doctson is going to be out for the remainder of the regular season with a wrist injury. And of course, Trayvon Boykin is hurting after last week's game. You look at this Oklahoma defense, they're really getting it together. You look at that back four led by Zach Sanchez, and he can cover any of the top wide receivers out there in the Big 12 Conference. But I look at this Oklahoma offense, of course, with what they've been able to do this year with Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, and Samaje Perine coming out of that backfield, who is a powerful and quick running back. And this is a good team that Bob Stoops has put together here this year. And Oklahoma, like I said before earlier this week, has a look and feel of a team that can do some damage coming down the stretch. And thus, I'm going to take the Sooners at home by the score of 41-27. So folks, those are my key games for the upcoming week in the world of college football. And I want to take this time out once again to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.